Hare Krishna. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that if you don't fight, what all will happen? And in the previous verse we saw that Krishna said that two things will happen. First, you will incur sins, and second, you will lose your reputation as a great warrior, as a great fighter. And now Krishna is going to speak more and more on this topic to convince Arjuna. Let's see sloka number 34 now. Akirtim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti tevyayam sambhavitasya chakirtir maranad atirichyate. So here Krishna is saying that cha api, also over and above what? Over and above incurring sins and losing your reputation as a great fighter, what is going to happen? Bhutani kathayishyanti avyayam. Bhutani, all the people, kathayishyanti, they are going to speak forever. What are they going to speak? Are they going to glorify you? Don't think that they are going to glorify you. They are going to speak te akirtim. They are going to speak of your infamy. They are going to speak ill words about you. And Krishna continues, he says, sambhavitasya chakirtir. For a respectable person like you, akirti, ill words or infamy, is equivalent to maranad atirichyate, is equivalent to death. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that, arre, the battle has not started yet. Conscience blew from both the sides and you are just running away now itself. Arre, people will call you as a coward. What sort of person you are? What sort of kshatriya you are? And then Krishna, and suppose if Arjuna says that, TK, let people speak whatever they want to speak. I'll just flee from the battlefield and save my life. Krishna is saying, don't think that's so easy. Don't think it's so easy. In fact, for a person who is, you know, as respectable as you in the entire society, ill words, ill fame, infamy is equivalent to death. So, O Arjuna, I recommend you that instead of fleeing from the battlefield, instead of running away from the battlefield, die in the battlefield. That will help you in various ways. In fact, there's a wonderful line that says, that will save you from the ill fame of misusing my friendship. Now, Krishna is saying, and from losing your prestige in the society. So, fight. Now, Arjuna, he was not following his dharma. He was taking a step back from following his dharma of fighting. Why? He was seeing, if I do this dharma, if I execute my dharmic activities, what will happen? Lots of problems will come. Similarly, in our lives also as devotees, when we start following of our dharma, that is doing devotional service, what will happen? Lots of problems will come. And one of the important problems that people see immediately is, people around will start laughing at us. They'll start pointing towards us and they'll start pulling our various activities down. In fact, they'll start speaking ill about us. And they'll laugh at us saying, oh, look at these Hare Krishnas. But then, if we just keep continuing doing our devotional service, if we just continue chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you know, being in Vaishnava attire, reading Bhagavad Gita, and you know, helping others, preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita, so on and so forth, same people who are laughing, they will be amazed to see our determination. And if we keep continuing doing our dharma, that is practicing devotional service, what will happen? Same people who are laughing, same people who are amazed, now the same people will glorify us, saying, such amazing activities you're doing, such amazing work you're doing. So in this world, people are going to speak something or the other as soon as we start doing something new, something better than them. But then we have to understand, come what may, we have to execute our dharma, that is doing devotional service. Jivera swarup hoy krishnera nityadas. We are eternally servants of Krishna, And since we are servants of Krishna, what are we supposed to do? Serve Krishna. Let people speak whatever they want to. And now here, in this context, Krishna is going to tell Arjuna more about what will happen, O Arjuna, if you don't fight. Let's see in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.